I'm Marie Williams from Newton AFC, and you're listening to the JD Cymru Premier Podcast with Webber and Jonah.
Let's have a look at the playoffs and the race to avoid those relegation spots will go this week. Friday night football is up at Park Avenue. Penobont travelling to Aberystwyth. Reminds me of the old Abacus League, like does Jonah, but will it be as exciting?
Yes, yeah, definitely, mate. I wish I was as old as you to remember it. But, you know, Aber will go into this on the back of a 5-3 win and at home against Airbus UK. And if anybody all season has been keeping on about Jekyll and Hyde Aber or consistency Aber, it's been you. So, you know, are they going to produce this again to get two wins in a row on their own pitch? Last week, you know, the five-goal score, Torre Cissé scored a hat-trick, brilliant hat-trick. Mark Williams scored a brace. So, you know, they'll be in good form. They'll be disappointed with a couple of goals they gave away. And they still, you know, Conor Roberts might be missing again for another game, I think. But they should be, Gavin Allen and Matthew Bishop, the manager, they should be confident that after scoring five goals at home. Penobont didn't play. Obviously, they were it was called off where they were supposed to play the Druids. But they got one aim now this weekend, Penobont, Rhys and Penobont. Get yourself a point, get yourself 3 points, just get up that bottom two, whatever happens. Because at present, they're in the bottom two by two goals on goal difference. So Rhys will want to go there this weekend. Whoever's going to stand up, you know, set play, whether it's going to be a tap-in or a wonder goal, their aim this weekend, yeah, there's eight or nine games to go in the season, but as soon as they get up to the bottom two, they'll feel better about it. So again, what a vital game. Aber, you know, they haven't given up hope yet. By the way, Gav said last week that they haven't given up hope of chasing down the Met or the Druids. It looks a long shot, but 8 wins in a row might just get you in there. It's a long shot at the moment, but Penobont got other things on their mind. And the first thing on their mind, get out of that bottom two. And I know that they'll believe they can go to Aber and get a victory on Friday night.
You mentioned Mark Williams there getting a brace. It does seem to me that every time Mark Williams knocks a few in, they win comprehensively and they're the Hyde part of the Jekyll and Hyde.
Yeah, well, that's his experience at the top. You know, he played as a 10. He started playing as a 10 now in behind the new people. They got in place there. And it did look exciting. The 3 or 4 new signings they had. And Penobont and Rhys will have to deal with that. But he's assembled his squad. They were keen to go to the Druids Saturday after their disappointment against Carmarthen, and I'm sure they would have trained well this week. And if I want, you know, great game to go to again Friday night, great game to go to Park Avenue, Aber Penobont, plenty to play for. Aber crying out for consistency and another win. Penobont really, really need the points.
Okay, let's move on to the next game. Carmarthen Town.
Yeah, and well, what more can you say again, Mac? Right. You know, they had a brilliant win at Penobont the last time they played. They won 2-1 after, you know, not seeing a lot of the ball in the first hour. But they did exactly what you've got to do, as you just spoke about Penobont and other teams down the bottom. You haven't got to please everybody. You just got to keep your heads down, keep grafting, get the goals at the important moments and come off the pitch with the points. And that's what Christian O'Leary won again. They did it at Penobont. It was a brilliant win for them against Penobont. But they got to accept the Druids coming down to them now. And the Druids, two absolute, again, different scenarios of these two teams. Carmarthen are playing and need a win to stay in the league. The Druids need a win to win their own league, which is the playoff spot, to try and get 7th for the playoff spot. So Stuart Gelling, he's new in as the manager. He's had their first win. He's had a game called off, but he'll go down to Carmarthen Town, and I think he'll understand this league now when he goes down to teams like Carmarthen. When he goes down, he's played one already, yeah. But when he goes down to the Old Gold, and he sees the quality of the Old Gold, he'll think this is not a bad league if it's going to be as tough as this every week. And these are the bottom two teams in the league he would have played so far, so. Another great prospect, another great gaming prospect. It's one Christian will be desperate to get. Yeah, not desperate. Sometimes it's an overused word, but he'll want 3 points. I think Stuart Gelling might take a point on the road.
And then finally on Saturday at 2:30, it's Cardiff Met against Airbus. Will Fuller, not very happy about the game being called off last week. I know he's itching to get, or they're all itching at the Met to get part, get back into action this weekend. A Met found their mojo, though.
Looks like. They did it last year in the same sort of scenario. Is everybody expecting it to happen again? I said it in the last couple of weeks. I wouldn't bet against it. I think when they all season long, I've been saying if they get a full squad, if they get full everybody fit, they're one of the teams. And I still think they, if you had a bookmaker's odds now, they wouldn't be far off one of the favourites to even go and get in again Europe from the European playoffs, because they've been through it. Like we said last year, they had fences to climb over last season and get it, and they got there. They went on away territory to two games and got through, and they'd have to do it again. But that'll be their aim for the rest of the season. Absolutely, definitely, that'll be their aim. And on the other hand, Airbus have to come here. You know, look, they're not in the greatest of places. I mean, last week they got beat. Like you said, they are down there. But if you're going in the changing room, O'Shaughnessy again, and it, you know, he has to stand up and tell him, everybody's counting us out. One win today, and you could be out of the bottom two, which everybody, you know, at this stage of the season, he might have taken. So, again, a totally different scenario for the two teams. Met got a win because they got to win that league, that bottom six league. They're out to win that bottom six league, which gives them a shot in Europe. Airbus got a win to save their, you know, to save their lives in this league. So, again, top game in prospect. None of these games are, you know, end of season encounters where you're going to get people not caring about what's being done, or players not caring, because, you know, Airbus's future players could be at stake in this league. And the Met, they tasted Europe. They want to get back in Europe. So, yeah, this great game, great set of fixtures this week. Just try and pick six winners, please.
No chance. Before we go, Jonah, I do want to say, a hero gram. I mean, I mentioned Will Fuller there, obviously not happy about the game getting called off on the weekend. Everybody gets frustrated when that happens. But I think we've got to, bearing in mind how the weather has been and the torrential rain we've had now from two storms in the past week, I think we've got to put a big thumbs up to everybody who tried to get a game on across Wales in the past 14 days, and some may have succeeded and some unfortunately didn't, but they're all heroes in our eyes because they've made an effort. I know clubs have worked hard to try and get games on across the land, across the leagues, and yeah, I'm sure they're as heartbroken as us if it didn't happen, but you know, we've still managed to see some great football across all the pyramids really this week.
Yes, that's right, Mac. Listen, it can only be played, you've got to be common sense in the end, haven't it? I mean, we've had some of the worst weather we've had in our lifetimes, and not got the years between me and you, and that's plenty of time, right? So you've just got to be serious and take it on board sometimes. Football is everything to us, but it's not everything when you count it down. You know, some of these weather forecasts, some people's houses have been ruined, they've had terrible times. So, look, there's plenty of time for it to be played. There's plenty, you know, we'll always get the season in, and let's play it. Football's better played in good conditions than conditions that can ruin a game completely. So, we look forward to this weekend. Six games, we're back on the road, and we look forward to the rest of the season. And, you know, the winners will be winners, and the losers, it's going to be a tough run. So, here we go again.